Ինգլիսուրի ենիստ էստիս մուսմենիս դավալեպա, մե որե վարիանտի։ Ինգլիսուրի ենիստ էստիս մուսմենիս դավալեպա, մե որե վարիանտի։ Իմ շեմ տխեղաշի թուչանած էրի ծուդատ իսմիս կտխոտ ախլավ է ացնոբոտ մետոլ ուրես։ Թկեն մոնիտորզ է դա ինախատ մուսմենիս դավալեպի շեկ իտխեպս, կտխոտ մոուսմինոտ այուդիո չանած էր դա իս է շիասրոլոտ դավալեպը։
Task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer, A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the task. You will hear the recording twice. Text 1. My name is Sandro Tavadze. I come from Kutaisi, which is in the west part of Georgia. I am 20 years old. I finished school 2 years ago. Now I live in Tbilisi. I'm studying at Tbilisi Medical University. I like the professors there and really enjoy their classes. I want to become a pediatrician, which means children's doctor. My father is an actor. He works in a theater. My mother is an English teacher. She works at school number 3 in Kutaisi. And my elder sister is an economist. She works in a bank. In my free time, I work at one of the bookshops in the central part of Tbilisi. I'm a consultant there. I work only at the weekends, so I don't miss my university classes. I enjoy my life in Tbilisi a lot. My name is Sandro Tavadze. I come from Kutaisi, which is in the west part of Georgia. I am 20 years old. I finished school 2 years ago. Now I live in Tbilisi. I'm studying at Tbilisi Medical University. I like the professors there and really enjoy their classes. I want to become a pediatrician, which means children's doctor. My father is an actor. He works in a theater. My mother is an English teacher. She works at school number 3 in Kutaisi. And my elder sister is an economist. She works in a bank. In my free time, I work at one of the bookshops in the central part of Tbilisi. I'm a consultant there. I work only at the weekends, so I don't miss my university classes. I enjoy my life in Tbilisi a lot. Text 2. Situated where Europe and Asia meet, Istanbul is the largest city and a busy port of Turkey. Istanbul is full of mosques, markets, palaces, and museums. The city has a long history which started more than 2,500 years ago. One of the city's places of interest is without doubt Hagia Sophia, the oldest Christian cathedral. It was built in the 4th century by the Roman Emperor Constantine. 1,000 years later, after the Turks conquered Istanbul, Mehmet II changed this Christian church into a Muslim mosque. Then, 500 years after that, in 1935, Hagia Sophia Cathedral became a museum which displayed both Christian and Muslim treasures. The Bosporus Bridge is another of Istanbul's modern tourist attractions. The Bosporus itself is a narrow passage of water connecting two larger areas of the sea. The Bosporus Bridge, which is one of several bridges across this narrow passage of water, is the longest bridge in Europe. The bridge cost around $200 million to build. Situated where Europe and Asia meet, Istanbul is the largest city and a busy port of Turkey. Istanbul is full of mosques, markets, palaces, and museums. The city has a long history which started more than 2,500 years ago. One of the city's places of interest is without doubt Hagia Sophia, the oldest Christian cathedral. It was built in the 4th century by the Roman Emperor Constantine. 1,000 years later, after the Turks conquered Istanbul, Mehmet II changed this Christian church into a Muslim mosque. Then, 500 years after that, in 1935, Hagia Sophia Cathedral became a museum which displayed both Christian and Muslim treasures. The Bosporus Bridge is another of Istanbul's modern tourist attractions. The Bosporus itself is a narrow passage of water connecting two larger areas of the sea. The Bosporus Bridge, which is one of several bridges across this narrow passage of water, is the longest bridge in Europe. The bridge cost around $200 million to build. Text 3. The Spanish people really know how to get dirty and have some fun in the sun. Among many Spanish festivals, the festival of wine, called La Batalla del Vino, is very special. In English, it means the Battle of Wine. This festival takes place every year in a small town called Haro, located in one of Spain's beautiful regions, La Rioja. The region is famous for its excellent wines. Thousands of people go to the nearby mountain with plastic jugs or leather bags filled with wine. They pour wine on each other until everyone is completely wet. Then they start taking part in traditional dances. They eat delicious food and, of course, drink wine. If you decide to go there, it may be a good idea to take a pair of special eyeglasses and extra clothes. For those who want to fully feel the spirit of the festival, there are also wine drinking competitions to take part in. The Spanish people really know how to get dirty and have some fun in the sun. Among many Spanish festivals, the festival of wine, called La Batalla del Vino, is very special. In English, it means the Battle of Wine. This festival takes place every year in a small town called Haro, located in one of Spain's beautiful regions, La Rioja. The region is famous for its excellent wines. Thousands of people go to the nearby mountain with plastic jugs or leather bags filled with wine. They pour wine on each other until everyone is completely wet. Then they start taking part in traditional dances. They eat delicious food and, of course, drink wine. If you decide to go there, it may be a good idea to take a pair of special eyeglasses and extra clothes. For those who want to fully feel the spirit of the festival, there are also wine drinking competitions to take part in. Text 4.
London is one of the few cities in the world which has four UNESCO World Heritage Sites. One of them is the Palace of Westminster, together with Westminster Abbey. The Palace of Westminster was originally the site of a royal palace and the most important London residence of English monarchs from the 11th century until 1512, when a fire destroyed much of the complex. Today, the Palace of Westminster is more commonly called the Houses of Parliament, as it is home to the British Parliament. Its well-known clock tower, known as Big Ben, makes the Palace of Westminster one of the most popular tourist attractions in London. With a rich history of royal coronations, burials, and weddings, Westminster Abbey is one of the most recognizable churches in the world. People worldwide watched the wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge held at Westminster Abbey in 2011. London is one of the few cities in the world which has four UNESCO World Heritage Sites. One of them is the Palace of Westminster, together with Westminster Abbey. The Palace of Westminster was originally the site of a royal palace and the most important London residence of English monarchs from the 11th century until 1512, when a fire destroyed much of the complex. Today, the Palace of Westminster is more commonly called the Houses of Parliament, as it is home to the British Parliament. Its well-known clock tower, known as Big Ben, makes the Palace of Westminster one of the most popular tourist attractions in London. With a rich history of royal coronations, burials, and weddings, Westminster Abbey is one of the most recognizable churches in the world. People worldwide watched the wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge held at Westminster Abbey in 2011.
Text 5.
Giant creatures of the prehistoric world, such as dinosaurs, ancient varieties of tigers, and woolly mammoths, continue to fascinate us. They make us wonder about the state of our world when these creatures lived on the Earth. The woolly mammoths, who were elephant-like creatures, for instance, lived on the Earth even when the Egyptian pharaohs were busy building the pyramids of Giza. The woolly mammoths are the ancestors of the present-day Asian elephants. Mammoths are one of the most widely studied animals of prehistoric times. The drawings of these animals found in ancient caves have allowed scientists to study the appearance and behavior of these giants. These mammoths were used to living in ice age conditions. These giant creatures ate plants like present-day elephants. Mammoths had short ears and tails and two layers of fur protecting them against extreme cold. Giant creatures of the prehistoric world, such as dinosaurs, ancient varieties of tigers, and woolly mammoths, continue to fascinate us. They make us wonder about the state of our world when these creatures lived on the Earth. The woolly mammoths, who were elephant-like creatures, for instance, lived on the Earth even when the Egyptian pharaohs were busy building the pyramids of Giza. The woolly mammoths are the ancestors of the present-day Asian elephants. Mammoths are one of the most widely studied animals of prehistoric times. The drawings of these animals found in ancient caves have allowed scientists to study the appearance and behavior of these giants. These mammoths were used to living in ice age conditions. These giant creatures ate plants like present-day elephants. Mammoths had short ears and tails and two layers of fur protecting them against extreme cold.
Task 2. You are going to listen to one text with 8 questions. Mark the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice. Good morning, adventurous visitors. Welcome to the New York City tour. I'm your guide, and my name is Steve. I was born in Austria, and I immigrated here in 2001, but I consider myself a true New Yorker. I love this magic city. During today's walking tour, I'll tell you some exciting facts connected to Times Square and Broadway, my favorite places in New York. The tour to Central Park is planned for tomorrow, so you can join me then as well. We are at Times Square now, which is one of the world's most crowded tourist attractions with about 50 million visitors annually. Broadway and 7th Avenue meet here, at Times Square. For this and for many other reasons, this place is often called the heart of the world. Approximately 330,000 people pass through Times Square daily. The Broadway Theater District, a major world center for the entertainment industry, starts here at Times Square. We're now moving towards the street called Broadway, which is famous for its theaters and fantastic shows. There are currently 41 Broadway theaters in New York. It may surprise you that the term Broadway theater is generally used for only those theaters which have at least 500 seats. Smaller theaters, with seating 100 to 500, are called off-Broadway theaters, and very small ones, with less than 100 seats, are called off-off-Broadway theaters. As you see, a theater may be located on Broadway, but it may be called off-Broadway theater. The smallest of the Broadway theaters is the 597-seat Hayes Theater, while the biggest is the 1,933-seat Gershwin Theater. It may also surprise you that while Broadway theaters are usually considered to be on Broadway, only 3 active Broadway theaters are physically on Broadway. Others are located on neighboring streets. Now this way, please. I want to show you my favorite Broadway theater. It is the Lyceum Theater, built in 1903 by a theater producer, Daniel Frohman, especially for his wife, who was a well-known actress then. The funny history behind the Lyceum Theater, which actually makes it my favorite, is that this theater producer had an apartment at the top floor of the theater, and he had a window in it from which he could watch his wife performing down on stage. Funny, isn't it? You probably know that most Broadway shows are musical shows. Musicals have played a huge role in making our city the cultural capital of the world. For the 2019-2020 season, before COVID-19, more than 14 million people saw Broadway musical shows, and the total amount of income from those shows was $2 billion. Do you know which Broadway musical has been the most popular and also most successful commercially? It's The Lion King, Broadway's third longest-running show in history. This musical is based on Walt Disney Studios' film of the same name, and the music is by Elton John, a well-known British singer and composer. Over 100 million people have seen The Lion King. This musical has earned more than $1 billion, the highest amount any Broadway show has ever earned. I love this show. Have seen it 5 times. The tickets are not easy to get, but you can try. The ticket booths are just across the street on Times Square. Good morning, adventurous visitors. Welcome to the New York City tour. I'm your guide, and my name is Steve. I was born in Austria, and I immigrated here in 2001, but I consider myself a true New Yorker. I love this magic city. During today's walking tour, I'll tell you some exciting facts connected to Times Square and Broadway, my favorite places in New York. The tour to Central Park is planned for tomorrow, so you can join me then as well. We are at Times Square now, which is one of the world's most crowded tourist attractions, with about 50 million visitors annually. Broadway and 7th Avenue meet here, at Times Square. For this, and for many other reasons, this place is often called the heart of the world. Approximately 330,000 people pass through Times Square daily. The Broadway Theater District, a major world center for the entertainment industry, starts here at Times Square. We're now moving towards the street called Broadway, which is famous for its theaters and fantastic shows. There are currently 41 Broadway theaters in New York. It may surprise you that the term Broadway theater is generally used for only those theaters which have at least 500 seats. Smaller theaters, with seating 100 to 500, are called off-Broadway theaters, and very small ones, with less than 100 seats, are called off-off-Broadway theaters. As you see, a theater may be located on Broadway, but it may be called off-Broadway theater. The smallest of the Broadway theaters is the 597-seat Hayes Theater, while the biggest is the 1,933-seat Gershwin Theater. It may also surprise you that while Broadway theaters are usually considered to be on Broadway, only 3 active Broadway theaters are physically on Broadway. Others are located on neighboring streets. Now this way, please. I want to show you my favorite Broadway theater. It is the Lyceum Theater, built in 1903 by a theater producer, Daniel Frohman, especially for his wife, who was a well-known actress then. The funny history behind the Lyceum Theater, which actually makes it my favorite, is that this theater producer had an apartment at the top floor of the theater, and he had a window in it from which he could watch his wife performing down on stage. Funny, isn't it? You probably know that most Broadway shows are musical shows. Musicals have played a huge role in making our city the cultural capital of the world. For the 2019-2020 season, before COVID-19, more than 14 million people saw Broadway musical shows, and the total amount of income from those shows was $2 billion. Do you know which Broadway musical has been the most popular and also most successful commercially? It's The Lion King, Broadway's third longest-running show in history. This musical is based on Walt Disney Studios' film of the same name, and the music is by Elton John, a well-known British singer and composer. Over 100 million people have seen The Lion King. This musical has earned more than $1 billion, the highest amount any Broadway show has ever earned. I love this show. Have seen it 5 times. The tickets are not easy to get, but you can try. The ticket booths are just across the street on Times Square.
This is the end of the listening part.
მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.